You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like we like to say. Hey, 4:07 p.m. right now. We're getting close to that afternoon drive, thinking about your way home. Breaking news right now, the State Department, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is giving a joint briefing with, I believe, the Foreign Secretary for Ukraine. I've got it on mute, but I believe that's who he's with. So, yeah, they're doing a joint press conference right now on the issues involving Russia's invasion of Ukraine today, the fact that Russia's now been hit with sanctions. Is it going to make a difference? Where do we go from here? This is going to be a story that will develop over time, but it has certainly developed quite a bit since just yesterday. Keep your eyes on that one. Back to the issues happening within our state house. I call this number two on the Triple Dipper, the State House Dance-Off, because they got some bills that have got people dancing, man. I mean, they got stuff going on. I was talking about that, the fact that one of the bills apparently up on the floor of the House today, where am I? Yeah, here it is. Story on AL.com. Talked about the fact that, yes, the permitless or constitutional carry, they call it, permitless concealed handguns. AL.com says, permitless concealed handguns. By the way, if you're not familiar, AL.com has such a liberal bent. It's hard to believe that one of the largest news sources in the state, the red state of Alabama, has such a liberal bent. That's why I'm so glad we have like 1819 News to turn to now, because 1819news.com gives you straight up news with conservative editorials alongside the news. It's a relief. Anyway, number one in this article, though, I will point out, even AL.com admits that there are 21 states, 21, almost half the United States that allow concealed weapons in public without a permit. Aha. Now, then AL.com went and did its thing. Pulled a Democrat member of the House of Representatives. And I apologize, but it got cut off. His name got cut off, and I don't recall who it was that wrote it. I'll look back in a minute. Here's the guest opinion for AL.com dated yesterday on the gun bill. Guest opinion: permitless carry would begin dismantling Alabama's culture of responsible gun ownership. Now, this particular member of the House talks about the fact that he served in the Marine Corps himself. He says, I've shot everything from an M16 to an M2 50 caliber machine gun and a small rocket launcher. Well, that's got nothing to do with this bill, but okay. He says, I believe guns are important tools. They can offer protection. And then he goes on to say, my first gun was given to me when I turned 12. He says, I know this culture. I respect it. I am part of it. And then he goes on to say, we pride ourselves on being a state of responsible gun owners, but permitless carry begins dismantling Alabama's culture of responsible gun ownership. Let me ask you a question, author of this liberal article. Did you have to go through the permitting process when you were 12 years old, when you received your first gun, like you said in the article? I dare say you did not. Were you still responsible? I dare say, according to your own words here, that you were. Aha. Anyway, government issuing concealed carry permits, this author says, is one of the few backstops we have to ensure responsible gun usage. No, it's not. It's one of the firewalls we put in place of gun ownership, and it's a money-making tool for sheriffs. He goes on to quote things like that to me are irrelevant. He says, and this is, by the way, law enforcement is trying to guise their arguments in favor of a permitting process with a fee attached to it to somehow protecting us from crime. He says, take it from the city of Opelika, where the police chief and sheriff have voiced opposition to permitless carry. Opelika Police Chief Shane Healy said in 2021, his department, OPD, made 78 cases for carrying a pistol without a valid permit. In the last 5 years, it had 333 cases. In the last 10 years, 445 cases. And I say, so? Here's my question. What has that got to do with good, solid people being allowed their constitutional liberties? Nothing. Nothing at all. Now they're going to say, well, when you register the gun, it allows us to track people down. And he talks about the fact that Timothy McVeigh, who was the Oklahoma City bomber, was actually initially arrested on a gun charge. I got news. The one-off situations like that don't do away with the broader narrative of the constitutional liberties afforded to you in the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment. And, oh, by the way, you won't address the money factor. How would you feel, Mr. Sheriff, Mr. Police Officer, if we just made this free? You'd say no. You would. You know you'd say no. You'd say no like you're saying no now. So that's happening right now in the legislature today. We got that. We got the riot bill that I talked about a little while ago. And then we got a bill. Now, there's by the way, there's two transgender bills down there. There's one that deals with transgender bathrooms. And I have some angst with this, because here's the deal. A few years ago, when I was still in the Senate, 2016, I believe. Yeah, that sounds about right, because Trump got elected in 2016, the latter part of 2016, I think. Yes. Anyway, all said and done, I had a bill. And it irritated my caucus to no end. What was my bill? A transgender bathroom bill. I literally said there is a right to security and a sense of privacy embedded in Alabama law. Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg herself said that there's a fallacy that exists in the arguments that men and women should share private facilities like that. Go figure, liberal Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Rest in peace. But then on top of that, I said that, so in that regard, you will not have a transgender bathroom. And if you do, you will provide, like this was when Target was trying to do that, right? You will provide a staff person who will be available to anyone to receive complaints and address issues. Well, of course, liberalale.com had their freak out moments. Even my friend Matt Murphy yelled at me on the radio and hung up on me when I was on his show. You know, oh, Phil, this is nothing. This is a solution looking for a problem. This doesn't happen in Alabama. What are you going to do? You're going to put a staff person in the bathroom. What a stupid idea. No, I wasn't at all. Not at all. Read the bill. Read the bill, you knucklehead. But my caucus hated the bill. We didn't have to do a thing with it. This is kind of funny. We didn't have to do a thing with it because soon thereafter, the Trump administration decided to do it for us. And the Trump administration made it clear that they would fight these kinds of situations using the office of the U.S. Attorney General. Thank God. So my bill didn't have to pass because I had a federal narrative that was moving it in a different direction. But I told my caucus members one day in a meeting, I said, all of y'all are going to be heroes because of my bill. And they looked at me like I was crazy. Now, some of them liked it, but they hadn't co-sponsored it. But some of them liked it. But some of them hated it. Hated it. Because it put them in a really bad spot. And I said, all y'all are going to be heroes. Why? What are you talking about, heroes, Williams? I said, here's the deal. I said, I know some of you people well enough. I said, you're going to be out there among your constituents. And someone's going to walk up to you, and they're going to say, man, that transgender bathroom bill. And you're going to say, yeah, man, we had that bill. Gosh, we just couldn't get it moving. And then someone else is going to walk up to you, the same person, and they're going to say, man, that transgender bathroom bill was awful. I know, we didn't even pass it. We didn't try to pass that. So you're going to be a hero no matter what happens, only because Phil Williams was the only one bold enough to drop the bill. Which went over like, you know, a lead balloon. So there's that. But right now, they are mulling a bill similar to that again in the legislature today. They're also mulling another bill. And by the way, this one is important. Alabama lawmakers are mulling a bill right now. The story here off of WBRC out of Birmingham. They're contemplating a bill that I completely agree with. It's a bill now headed to the Alabama Senate floor that would charge doctors with a felony if they treat a transgender youth with hormonal therapies, puberty blockers, or if they perform surgery to alter the minor's appearance. Proponents of the bill say these procedures alter children for life, an alteration that they may not want once they get of the age of majority. Because keep in mind, it's a parent that has to make the decisions for a child under the age of majority to receive that kind of medical treatment. And I have been aware of parents who push their child into decisions like that. Not always, but sometimes they do. I know of one activist mother who was dressing her 5-year-old boy as a girl and sending him to school with ribbons in his hair in one of the schools in the listening area to this show right now. And that mother right there does not need to be the one making the decisions to alter that little boy's life for the rest of his life. If that little boy turns 19 and wants to have those therapies on his own, then I guess that's his choice. But to change that child's life forever, to me, is wrong. And there should not be any responsible doctor who would apply those therapies to a minor, knowing that that minor's life would just be altered forever simply because the mother or the father had an activist mentality that said that should happen. So that bill is going to be up, and that bill is going to be controversial, and that bill is going to wind up with a whole bunch of heat. But that bill needs to be debated. And I get it. Some would say, even conservatives who do not like that kind of thing would say, well, aren't we getting in the parents' way here? Aren't we telling them what to do? Well, we already have laws on statutory rape, don't we? Yes. We already have laws on child trafficking, don't we? Yes. We already have laws that protect minors from abuse, don't we? Yes. This falls in line with that, in my opinion. So there's that. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We're winding down the show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. That's who we are. Solid conservative and just plain right. That's what we are. Right here on WVNN, that's where we are. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. So, by the way, let me tell you guys a way you can track legislation. So if I'm telling you, by the way, like I did a moment ago, that there's a bill on the floor of the House or the Senate, there is a press pool down there in the State House. We have members of the press from 1819news.com. We've got the Montgomery Advertiser, Brian Lima, like Craig Monger from 1819 News, and Brandon Mosley. They go down there all the time. Brian Lyman specializes in political reporting in Montgomery from the Montgomery Advertiser. You got Mary Sell from AL Daily News. You've got several others. Yellowhammer and some others are down there. AL.com's got theirs down there. Here's the deal. If you want to track it, like what's happening, first of all, you can go to the Alabama legislature's website and you can watch the proceedings online. Like you can watch some, I mean, we've really expanded. Republicans made sure they put transparency in the State House because it did not used to exist at all. I mean, like not a bit, but now you can actually go to the website. You can watch the proceedings online on the floor of both the House and the Senate. You can also watch some of the committee meetings. Some of the committee rooms have the same level of video and audio. So there's that. But the other thing that I do a lot of times, like I'm doing right now, is I thought, you know, where are we in the debate on this? Where are we on these bills? Well, they didn't go in until like 1 or 2 o'clock today. I say go in. They didn't convene in the House until 1 or 2 o'clock this afternoon. So I went to politics. I went to Twitter. This is what I do. This is just telling you. I went to Twitter, and you can type in the search, you can type in hashtag ALPolitics. That's the hashtag that always gets you to the stories that involve what's happening in Montgomery. And there'll be other things mixed in there too, like, you know, Governor Ivey said this in her campaign, or Tim James said this about Governor Ivey or whatever. Those things are in there. But hashtag ALPolitics always has the live reporting. Because Brian Lyman is one of the best. I'm looking at his right now. He'll do a blow by blow. And it gets pretty funny sometimes too. He'll actually throw little quips in there once in a while, like I need more coffee or something. And, he said that basically the House did convene and they voted to adopt the special order calendar, which means yes, we want to consider those bills today on a vote of 61 to 33. I would say that it said that some Republicans joined the Democrats voting against the calendar. That means that some Republicans didn't want to deal with these bills. That's interesting. Well, then he kind of talks through the debate on the gun bill. He's got Representative Shane Stringer, Republican out of Citronelle, who is who is talking about his bill and saying a $20 plastic permit is not going to stop a criminal from committing a crime. And he's right. He's right. And then you get into, then the Democrats began taking the podium to debate the bill, but they really don't debate the bill. What they do is they get up there and they scream about racism. So we got one Democrat went up and said, this puts our sheriffs and state troopers in harm's way, and that caused some debate. And then there was one who got up and said, this is just going to be putting guns back in the hands of little kids. Well, okay. I think if kids want to get a gun, they can already. And then another one got up there and said that it basically talked about racial profiling. It's going to be a racial profiling issue, and believes that Republicans are just being bullied into supporting the bill. No, maybe Republicans believe in the Constitution. How about that? So all that's going on. I'm literally reading those tweets right now as I'm talking to you. And I thought I'd pass that on. That's a great way for you to keep track of what is happening. Brian Lyman, Lyman. He's one of the guys that I follow down there. 1819 News is down there. In fact, let me go to theirs real quick before I hit the break. 1819, type it in. It comes up. 1819 News, what you got going on? Yep, they're down there. So they've got a lot of stuff on 1819 News. Anyway, bottom line is on Twitter, you can actually follow blow by blow as to what's happening in the State House, in the State House dance-off. All right, folks. We got to take that break, give our team members a chance to speak. We'll be right back, wrapping up the day. A little stupid is as stupid does. And hey, if you want to call in, love to hear you. 866-494-9866. Call in, 866-494-9866. Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. It's go home time, folks. I mean, you've got your keys in your hand. You know you got your briefcase, your lunchbox. You're ready to get in the car and make that roadway home. So I'm just going to say be careful. Be careful of traffic. Be careful of weather. And get home safe. Hey, listen, I got to tell you, too, when you get home, if you find that your heat and air is not working right, like in this crazy weather we're having, it's 71 degrees today. And yesterday it was like, what, 47? And overnight, it might be down in the 20s. I mean, you don't even know what to wear in the morning. Well, that just wreaks havoc with your heating and air conditioning systems because you go between heat and air, and it does run. Well, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is one of our team members. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is there for you. They serve Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. Vandy's is your one-stop shop for all those HVAC repairs you have, and they don't matter. Doesn't matter whether it's gas or electric, all right? And they're open 6 days a week. Something goes bad on a Friday, you can still get them out there on a Saturday. So that's big doings. And they're basically a owner-operated, veteran-owned business right here in our area. And I would love for you to support them. And listen, James Vandergriff, the owner of Vandy's, he told me just the other day, and I'm adding this into the talk here, is that right now he's offering a spring annual maintenance for your systems, which is a really good idea. You need to make sure your systems are good to go before they start cranking up all the time for the summer heat. Well, for just $69 per unit, he can get your systems fully, assessed, maintained if necessary. And it comes, by the way, with a 10% discount if any need for repairs arises on those service systems within a year of the service thereafter. All right, that's all good. That's the kind of service and quality you can expect from Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Give them a call, 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Hey, Copper, did you get that most recent clip? I sent you one extra clip. Did you get that?
Yes, I got it.
Okay, good to go. Are you ready for it now?
The ad is playing, so just a moment.
All right, no worries. I tell you what, just give me the okay or something up on the board when you've got it good to go. So here's the deal, folks. I'm going to close out with this. It is the biggest story in the world today. The absolute biggest story in the world today is the fact that we are, in the words of Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, probably now seeing ourselves in Cold War II. But it's not that cold. The Soviet Union just, let me see, the Soviet Union, they're my flashing back, but the Russians just literally invaded a sovereign nation on their borders because they wanted to, because they wanted it, because they declared certain portions of that to be theirs in the first place. Because in 2014, Russia was unopposed by the former Biden and Obama administration, and now we have the Biden administration, when they took the Crimean Peninsula. Putin himself has said this week he does not even recognize the statehood of Ukraine. He believes that they were illegitimately formed. They're just that, you know, awful aberration of international borders that he believes never should have happened in the first place. Well, the concern that we may have now is that Ukraine is sort of being sacrificed on the world stage, and we're going to see what happens. Is Putin going to stop at the, you know, eastern edge of Ukraine, or is he going to march all the way across the borders? And there are many who believe right now that what we're looking at is a potential full-scale invasion to include through the capital and on to the borders of Poland. And that's going to be an awful situation. Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg made some comments that I saw on Fox, just 20 seconds worth. I thought it was worth grabbing. Copper, go ahead and play that clip.
I'd say welcome to Cold War II. I think we're there. I think we've very clearly drawn a line with Russia that they're an adversary. It's close to being an enemy as you can be. I think we just wrote Ukraine off. I said before I thought that Putin would take the eastern one-third of the country. I think he's going to head for the whole thing now.
And there you go. There you go. There's one of the experts that I lean on when I'm trying to find commentary, because I respect General Kellogg. I respect General Jack Keane. There are several others whose opinions I respect for having a broad view of international and military policy. And there are many like General Kellogg who believe that what we're seeing right now is literally a Soviet style, basically land grab. And making sure that and Putin wants to expand. Putin has said before that he misses the days when Mother Russia was part of the former Soviet Union. You know, when he had the Warsaw Pact that he could rely upon. And right now, Putin appears to be advancing his own interests at the complete expense of his neighbors. You know, doesn't matter what anybody says. Doesn't matter about any sanctions. And by the way, don't think he hadn't thought about the sanctions. Don't look for any headlines that tell you he underestimated the West. No, he didn't. He knew exactly what he's doing. He's built up huge cash reserves in order to be able to sustain sanctions. He's still got people buying gas through other pipelines than Nord Stream 2. He's made huge coal deals with China. And that's the next thing, folks. Keep your eyes on Taiwan, because the Olympics are over. Putin is on the move. Can a Biden administration face a two-front international crisis? Keep your eyes on Taiwan. I can guarantee you, China's keeping their eyes right now on Ukraine, because they all had their eyes on Afghanistan, and they know who's in charge. All right, that's a lot. Sorry to end it on a sobering note, but that's the biggest story of our decade right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be back tomorrow. Copper and I will be here at 2 p.m. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Y'all have a great night.